Airdrie resident Andrew Hart, a self-described birder, spent his Victoria Day Monday scouring the skies to count the many species of birds around Airdrie. After moving from Calgary to Airdrie a few years ago, Hart wanted to explore his new community and decided to use his passion for birding to guide him along his adventures. Now in his third year of counting the birds around the city every Victoria Day, Hart noticed more species this year than in the previous 2 years. In his inaugural count in 2020, Hart noted 68 different bird species. In 2021, history repeated and he once again found 68. But this year, Hart broke his record by spotting 78 different bird species during his annual Victoria Day count. However, he believes the increase might be because he was joined in his efforts this year by a fellow birder. "We noticed some things that I might have missed on my own," Hart said. Kicking off the count on May 23 at 7 a.m. with their binoculars in tow, the pair began the day at Willow Pond, where they found 22 species of birds and the most notable find of the day, a blue-headed vireo. The blue-headed vireo typically only visits local storm ponds for a day or two, according to Hart, making the bird a rare sight. The two birders then headed to another storm pond in the Cooper's Crossing community, where Hart said he found several different species of duck. Hart's next stop, Chinook Winds Regional Park, led him to find two gray partridge birds as well as a few Wilson snipes. However, Hart noticed fewer birds in the city's Southwest Park compared to previous years, and believes it might be due to the recent housing development in the subdivision. "One thing that is going to help Airdrie, I'm fairly certain, is this new regional park that's coming in the Northeast," Hart said, suggesting the future park will support Airdrie's bird population. The city of Airdrie announced the acquisition of land for the 75-acre park in January. The land is currently not open to the public and planning for the park is not set to begin until later this year. A timeline for the park has not yet been released. Moving along to Nose Creek Regional Park, the pair of birders spent an hour pointing their binoculars and enjoying the nice weather, according to Hart. "It was kind of sunny, it wasn't too hot, it wasn't generally too windy because if it's really windy, you can't hear the birds. Airdrie is very pleasant and relaxed," Hart said. Hart and his fellow birder found black-horned night herons, Lincoln sparrows, and Swainson's thrush at Nose Creek Park. The team then explored some of the swamp-like environments surrounding Airdrie, where they found white-faced ibis, lesser yellow legs, and spotted sandpipers, among a few other bird species. Another highlight of the day was when the team found a great horned owl. The Williamstown Natural Area led Hart to find 6 cinnamon teal birds, along with several ducks and another Wilson sniper. Traveling along the northwest limit of Airdrie and to the pond behind the Airdrie Real Canadian Superstore, the pair spotted additional duck species and a bufflehead bird. Their last stop of the day led the pair to East Lake Regional Park. There, they caught a glimpse of a pied-billed grebe before it dove into the lake. Hart also noted a red-breasted nuthatch, which was the final species of the day. Wrapping up around 6 p.m., the two had walked 15 kilometers and discovered 78 different bird species in Airdrie. For those interested in birding as a hobby, Hart recommends using the eBird app, which allows users to track birds in the area by using a reporting system. The app creates maps of migration patterns and tells fellow users where birds are in what area, based on individual reports that users make on the app. Currently, there are about 10 birders in Airdrie who use and update the app. They have bird sightings, how many birds they saw where, and then it goes into a huge database, a citizen science database, and researchers can build up on the idea of population declines and growth and movement, Hart explained. Aside from using eBird, Hart suggested purchasing a good pair of binoculars and to find a friend who enjoys birding. "Try and find somebody else who's into it," Hart said. "Join Nature Calgary, because they run field trips in the Calgary area and a few in Airdrie." A volunteer-led organization, Nature Calgary's goal is to observe and appreciate the nature in and surrounding Calgary. People of all ages are welcome to join the field trips, where the group soaks in the natural sights. The trips are led by volunteers with local knowledge, so those joining are able to learn while enjoying the great outdoors. Hart added there's also an active Alberta Birds Facebook page, where the birding community can share their findings with each other. According to Hart, more experienced birders often help those new to the hobby properly identify birds. Everybody misidentifies birds, Hart said. People shouldn't be put off by worrying about that possibility.